Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Enough. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, just on the real side of GCN Live. No, I will not forget to turn the camera on, although I still don't get it. This is radio. Hello, it's radio. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It is that time of the week, right? Wrapping things up. I do appreciate those of you who have hopped on the website, realside.com, where we have, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved with other people in the chat room, live chat room. There are smarter people than I in that chat room. I'm telling you the truth. Seriously. And I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. All right, listen, little house cleaning, because I always forget to do it when the show starts to go. And I want you to head over to the website. If you're gonna buy anything, you know, Father's Day is coming up, and you can head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Got dad slippers there, dad's pillows, dad's pillowcases, blankets, whatever it is. Right? Check it out. And I have the slippers. I love the slippers. I was on a show this morning with a guy who didn't know he bought the slippers. He loves the slippers, too. There must be something about the slippers. You know what I'm saying? So head over there. Check them out. You'll get a good discount. Use promo code Joe. Promo code Joe. It's really that simple. If you're one of those that like the website, but you want to call it in, just dial 800-872-0353. 800-872-0353-800. For those of you who can't write that fast. 872-0353. Use promo code Joe. So, yep, since March, I mean, look at what's going on. Joey B's doing a great job, isn't he? I mean, seriously, did you hear today the reason for the bad jobs report was because of Easter? Although they can't explain why it was because of Easter. You know, people still, their confidence is down. They're not really excited yet about what's going on because there's nothing to be excited about, Joey. Lumber's up over 400%. Right? I mean, Bitcoin's up 722%. Why? It isn't anything. Look, I've been in the tech, and again, I get it. This is like buying a pet rock. I got it. But I was in technology for 20-some-odd years. I don't even know how to get the Bitcoin. It's not real money. It's not gold. It's not. I'm not putting it down because obviously it's doing something. Now I got this new thing. What is it? Dogcoin? It's up 5,000%, but what is it? And the national debt? Well, maybe we could use Bitcoin and Dogcoin to pay the national debt, because it's almost $30 trillion. So Joe's doing a bang-up job, don't you think? Can you imagine if Trump had those kind of numbers? What they would do to him? Like I said, it's not a double standard. Come on, let's not play that game. There's no standard at all. Right? Now, Biden has been lashing out at the HHS secretary over the migrant kids and tensions inside the White House are getting great. Look, there are reports coming from inside the White House, not Joe's White House, but Joey B's White House, that people are having to show him where to go. Now, the man was there for 8 years before, right? Now he's back again. You're telling me he still can't figure out what room to be in? Apparently, Biden lashed out at Becerra during a meeting over the migrant kids. Probably had a couple of moments of clarity, maybe. And then this is what we're hearing. You know, again, you don't know if it's true, right? He's teed off about the way they're handling the migrant children. He said he failed to have any answers for questions about the agency's ability to take care of the migrant kids. Now, I'm not buying it. Maybe Joe had that few seconds of clarity. But can you imagine Joe in a long-winded conversation about the details of what's happened at the border with those kids and other people? Now, the administration's been facing a lot of heat. Not a lot. I mean, you got to put it, relatively speaking, put it in perspective. When you think about what's going on with the, with mainstream media, when they start questioning what his plan is, that's ratcheting up the heat for them. Right? Now, there's a dramatic surge in migrants at the border, particularly unaccompanied children. And Biden's administration is not removing via the Title 42 public health protections. The number of unaccompanied children has decreased slightly from the sky-high numbers in March, but Border Patrol facilities, they've been empty, but where are these kids? What have they done with them? Where have they gone? There's over 20,000 migrants in HHS custody. Now, that's almost doubled from the end of March. So where are they being housed? Right? They're bringing them to multiple states, multiple areas. What's really funny is, if you watch the videos that are being put out there all over the place, these people, when they're coming in from the border, coming over the border, they're marching right to the HHS, to the Border Patrol agents. But they're walking through places with the fences wide open. And they're not big, wide gaps, if you would. Probably 2 days' worth of work would fill a bunch of these. But I guess Biden doesn't want to. Not a priority. So we'll see your host, Tony Schmidt. Joins me after the break. Get ready. I don't know what she's going to say, but it'll be worth hearing. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and an antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. Don't keep your iPhone. It's a pleasure to have you with the 855 Great Show. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do mean that sincerely. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, man, I tell you what, the more I look and watch what's going on the East Coast, watch what's going on with the, you would think we're having an oil embargo, right? I mean, seriously. And I got to give Joey B credit for one thing. He said, look, it's not like we're going to flick the switch for oil and it's going to come back. He's right. They got to fill that pipe up. There's so much they have to do. It'll take a couple of days before it's really flowing properly. And here in California, even though we don't get oil from New England, we felt I paid $4.99. They think they're funny. $4.99 and 9 cents. Can anybody show me 9 cents of a penny? Anybody? I'm curious. Because wouldn't you love to go to the gas station and say, I want 1 gallon of gas, and you better not overcharge me? How are you going to pay for that? I always thought that was funny. How did they do that? 0.9 cents of a penny. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week. God bless you for helping me kick off the weekend. Yeah, you need the microphone. It helps.
I knew that.
Yeah, I knew you knew that. Anyway, she helps me kick off the weekend, get the party started, and no pizza for you, though, huh?
No, I'm eating right for my blood type. And you know what my blood type is? This is funny to me.
What is it? O negative negative or something? I don't know.
Close. It's B negative. So if I ever am in doubt, I know that I have to. I am B negative. I got to be negative, and that's exactly what I am. It's not hard to be negative in America right now.
Ooh, that was good how you did that.
I know. I'm smooth like that.
You must have been a comedy writer at one time or something like that.
You know, yeah. I got skills.
But when I met you, do you know how I met you or where? The first thing we kind of got involved with was that Michelle Obama.
I thought you weren't going to talk about being in jail.
Oh. Yeah, but why did you tell them? Why did you identify as a man at the time? We would have never met.
I know. That's true.
You would do that Michelle Obama, we were making fun of her diet thing. Right?
Oh, that's for the schools.
Yeah. Yeah, that was hilarious. Yeah, you were hiding behind a mall somewhere, acting like Michelle and chewing into like a lamb leg or something. I don't remember.
I had so much fun during those times making fun of Michelle, especially because she was like, you know, nobody could touch Michelle, but she was comedy gold. She was like very, very rough around the collar and, you know, just like hypocritical and angry. You couldn't say angry black woman, but there was one right in our face, and we had to ignore it like the angry black elephant in the room. It was just like, it was too much fun. And yeah, we did, I forget the name of the song, but we did a parody. And I was Michelle Obama just chewing on a lamb chop while she's giving the kids of the country salads and, you know, stuff that they have they literally threw away. Talk about wasted taxpayers' money and stuff. No, I mean, the children rejected her. So we all know that was about unions. I mean, you know, you always with these people, you got to follow the money and see who's being served by what they're saying. They're saying is a good thing, like the climate change and, you know, saving the earth. They ain't really interested in any of that stuff. It's all about money and power and connecting.
Do you remember when she was talking about that? And I remember because I was loving it. I was making fun of it. Barack was in L.A. at the time, and she was giving a speech on how we had to eat healthier as a nation, that, you know, obesity with our children was out of control. And they're showing him. I don't know if they have these across the country. But they're showing him coming out of Roscoe Chicken and Waffles, okay, with an order of fried chicken and waffles. And I'm going, she is going to beat him upside the head with those chicken wings. And right?
I don't think so. I think that they think that they are so above reproach that people are noticing them. They're almost like they have an invisible force field around themselves and people don't see them. That's the way they act. They're so oblivious to what they do. And they're so used to not being called on the carpet for what they do. I think they honestly believe that
you might be right.
They're not being seen. It's like the emperor's new clothes in such a way. Only in their, you know, I mean, they just don't, they don't get it.
The fact that they think we really even care is even better, you know, that we care about what they think. But when you would do a comedy or you know, being involved with the comedy people, you couldn't make fun of Obama or Michelle. I mean, the left really took insult at that if you made fun of them in any way, right?
You weren't supposed to, but we did. I created a show. I wrote, produced, and acted in a two-woman show called Ladies of the Right with this wonderful character actress. She was a white woman who, she played Harry Reid and Michelle Bachmann, and we just took everybody in this show, and we just ran in and out of stage in different costumes. I played Al Sharpton, Sheila Jackson Lee, the other crazy black woman, you know, they are comedy gold. So we did it, but here's the problem, is people on our side who were invited to the show, and we really wanted to do this and help politicians use it to open up and fundraise. They were scared to death of the show. One woman said to me, and I think I mentioned this on your last show, after the show, she said, it took me about 30 seconds to realize that it's okay to laugh. This is for us. That's how much these people have frightened us, that we are scared to even enjoy ourselves. And that's the way we feel in the country. We are verboten to enjoy. Well, there's not much to enjoy these days, I hate to tell you, but yeah. No,
but you are right. It's almost like you so check what you're going to say when you're talking to friends and others. And, you know, you and I have a field day with each other. And, you know, I have a field day with my other Jewish and black friends and Hispanic friends because we all know, you know, at the core, we care about each other. It's nothing to do with color.
We're actually making fun of the left. We don't have to worry about being racist. You know? We don't have to worry about that. Therefore, we can say what we want to say because we know who we are in our hearts. We know how we treat other people. One time, there was, I just thought of the story as we were talking about. There was a store in the Century City Mall out here in a very bougie place in California, if you're not familiar with that. And I want to say it was a Discovery. It was a National Geographic store or something like that. Real save the planet kind of joint, right? So they had this container full of baby seals, these cute little fuzzy white baby seals, and I took one up to the counter and I said, do you have clubs to go with this? Oh my god. I've never seen such horror in someone's eyes. Where do you keep the clubs?
Oh my god. You know, are you sure she wasn't just thoroughly confused?
I think it's both, because first of all, again, they're not used to anybody with a sense of humor, because
no,
they certainly
ain't
got one. And they don't get why that's funny. I mean, they don't even understand why that's funny.
The sign at McDonald's said, kids under 11 free today. So my buddy, I'm not that fast, but my buddy's sitting there and she says, can I help you? He says, yes, I'd like a little girl and a little boy under 11. Preferably 9 and 10.
One of each, please.
And she looked at him thoroughly confused, like, what? Huh?
They have no sense of humor.
Gotta go for a break. Toby Senior, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels, plus rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The gas shortage following last Friday's hack of the Colonial Pipeline is still a problem from Georgia to Maryland. AAA's Andrew Gross.
You're going to be looking at a lot of gas flowing into areas like southern Virginia, the Carolinas,
Georgia and Tennessee. But motorists in these areas can expect a few more days of limited fuel supply.
He said the biggest problem now is people hoarding gas for no reason, just to be greedy. A Florida politician has agreed to a plea deal and says he will cooperate with the federal investigation of North Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. Joel Greenberg is expected to plead guilty to 6 federal charges, including sex trafficking of a child, during a court appearance in Orlando on Monday. Gaetz denies the allegations and says he will not resign his seat in Congress. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
How lucky can one guy be?
Well, that's music.
Joe
Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, which will make you part of the solution. Let me bring her on. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. Always love my time with her, and I know you guys do, too. And I appreciate your involvement. I love it when you guys engage and get involved in the conversation as a whole, Sonia. And I love when you're on with me. Thanks for being with me.
Well, I got nothing else to do on a Friday night.
Oh, please.
No. What I mean is I got nothing better. No, wait.
Wait.
Hold on. What I'm saying is I love being here, too.
You know what? Stop while you're ahead. You know what I'm saying?
I love being here, too.
So, listen, we were talking about Joey B. earlier. You know, we were talking about making fun of people. Secondly, he is off limits. Have you heard Bill Maher? Oh, God. You know, let me tell you about this in a second. But okay, Bill Maher tested positive for COVID-19 the other day. Now, you and I, being of the Christian persuasion, always, we don't want harm to come to people, right? Mm-hmm. But I lost it. I was laughing so hard I lost it, because here was the guy that was swearing pretty much at the Trumpers and the right-wingers and the anti-vaxxers for being fools and idiots, and one way to keep, right, get your vaccine so you don't get COVID, and he got his second shot, and 2 days later, guess what? So he had to shut down production and the whole nine yards. Those people, I'm sure he'll pay them. He's probably, I think he'll probably pay them. But the hypocrisy. But he was just saying that Joey B was all, I can't find anything funny to say about the guy. That's what he was saying. Look at you. You're ready to fall over. But they're all saying that, you know, Jimmy Kimmel's saying that. They're all on the same mantra.
No, they're scared to find anything funny to say about him, because they're all getting paid out of the same pot. He wants to keep his show. I'm telling you that when I worked, I was a joke writer on the Arsenio Hall show, and during the Clinton years, we got a memo from on high that said the kid and Hillary were off limits. No jokes. But we could write any joke we wanted during the Bush years about Barbara Bush.
Oh.
And any joke we want would get in. In fact, that's how we got jokes on the air, because it's important that you get your jokes on the air.
Well, yes.
If you wrote a Barbara Bush joke. But you know, and I was not mad at the Clintons for saying Chelsea was off limits, because that child was so unattractive that we could have could have had a field day with her. But I like that they protected their child. They saw what this kid was like, and they knew that she was open season for comedians, and they protected her. So, but no, these people, it's not that they can't find anything funny to say about Joe Biden. They're afraid to say anything about Joe Biden.
Yeah, I'll give you that one. Yeah.
And with the jobs report, I mean, when you heard that there was a bad jobs report, didn't you think that they were referring to him? I mean, that's just the natural go-to.
Well, did you think that you would, when I was doing a story earlier about how the kids are being handled by the HHS director, Joey B. naturally chimed in on that. What do you think?
Well, I find it interesting. And I'll keep it tasteful because I know you're a reputable man. Yeah. But when Joey B. doesn't like the handling of underage unaccompanied minors, I'm thinking that he's got a better plan on what to do with them. They're not doing it right. Here's a man who has a lot of experience with that. I'm just going to keep it at that.
He's just going to leave it there, are you?
I'll just let it hang. Just let it hang.
Oh, God. I'm surprised he hasn't dictated what kind of shampoo the girls are going to have to use. You know what I mean?
I'm telling you, that's sniffing. Yes, and why haven't we seen any more of those pictures? How did those dry up all of a sudden?
He's brought back the whole new meaning of, you know, sniff and scratch or scratches.
Oh, see, that was worse. I could have gone all the way.
I know, you could have gone.
I could have gone all the way when you went there. Oh, my gosh. And they're saying, where are they? Where are the kids? Well, somebody needs to look in Joey B's basement because they may be, like, held up there.
And it's true. Nobody knows where they are. I mean, the reporters went down, and it was one of those child housing areas. It was filled to the brim earlier in the day. They came back later on in the afternoon. It was empty, and nobody would tell them where the kids went. And I'm not saying anything nefarious happened to the kids, but they're probably all through the country, been let loose in major cities, and no vaccine. We don't know who they belong to. We don't know who has them. That's just crazy.
Where do you go anymore in this country for a safe, normal haven? I'm looking for places to live, and it seems like things are, all the states, cities are getting eaten up so quickly by leftism. I mean, if you have any suggestions, I'm just saying, America's going down the tubes in a big way.
Well, I've been telling you, they want a race war, because if they have the chaos, they will keep control of it, and I believe there will be a civil war, but I don't believe it'll be a civil war of the races. I think the Americans will see it, but I think what will end up happening is it will be, I'm just going to put it out there, right against left, good versus evil.
Patriots.
You know, patriots. Patriots versus communists, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, I'm going down all... I got to do this because it's just spewing out of my ears, which is, I asked you during the break if you knew who Jana Kramer was, and you said no.
I did not.
And the reason...
Oh, she sounds very important, so fill us in. Very smart,
well,
very substantive.
She definitely feels... So I'm going down this list of, you know, hot news stories. I get this list of the news stories that have just cropped up and that are trending and all this other stuff. And I'm looking down there. Maxine Waters is accused of abusing the air marshal, and an officer was fired for giving money to Rittenhouse, and all these, you know, really, really good stories, right? And then what do I get to? I get to Jana Kramer shows off her new breast implants in a topless photo. Let's not worry about Israel being bombed or anything.
Exactly.
We got more important things to think about here.
That takes the edge. I'm assuming she's from the Hollywood left. I don't know who she is.
Well, she thinks this is first of all, she wants to, she uploaded a black and white picture of herself on Instagram, because you have to do that, right? And she says, I'm now ready to be in love with myself. So apparently, the breast size, type, and style all get in the way of you loving yourself. You know what I mean?
You know what? If you tried to wrap your head around what the left tries to tell us about life, your head would explode. Weren't women supposed to be, fat as a feminist issue? We're supposed to love ourselves no matter what. Men are the oppressors, da-da-da. And how do you feel in love with yourself? well, I'm going to get a size F boobs. And who does she, you know, I don't know if she identifies as a woman.
She does.
But,
yeah, she does, yeah.
Okay, well, that's kind of for the attention of men. And I also think that she's very much like a lot of people on the left, is they don't feel loved or lovable. And they think that their lovability comes from the outside rather than the
inside.
That's
very true.
You would think that they would work on that inside stuff, but... That's too
hard. Can you imagine her giving this speech or a little press conference, you know? Yes, I've had my breast enhanced. Now I can love myself. And I'm grateful all of you have helped me find my strength.
Are you kidding? She's going to be a hero, and they're probably going to have her on a school tour. She'll follow the Fairy Queen reading hour. The transgender, sorry. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble for that one.
Yeah,
no.
Right.
She's going to follow the transgender reading hour, and then it'll be Jenna and her boobies.
I mean, look at where we've come to, where breast enhancements is breaking news for a star. I mean,
it's crazy during a week, like you said, where Israel's getting lobbed with bomb after bomb. If they, oh my gosh, and... There's so many things. Just click on any reputable news website and to see all that's going on in the world. And what pops up is some bimbo who's gotten breast enhancements.
It's great. Well, it's a distraction for Joey B. I mean, she might be young enough to get his attention. I don't know.
Well, if she were 7 years old.
Story. So when we come back, we're going to talk about Los Angeles now is deciding to move the homeless out of the inner city. Now, check this out. We're coming into summer where L.A. beaches, California beaches are supposed to be flourishing, right? So now they're talking about a plan to move all the homeless to beaches and parks for the summer so that they can reopen L.A. City, you know, clean it up, but get them out to the beach. We'll be back in a few minutes. It's always fun when you're running through the sand barefooted and you get a needle that comes up between your feet. Joe Machine, your host, be back in a few minutes.
Crack needle in between your toes. Oh.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously. So if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in a new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be informed so you can engage in such a fashion where they don't think you're a Democrat when you're talking to somebody else. Really, seriously. Let's not be stupid here. And I say this to you guys all the time because I watch what you post on Facebook and I'm thinking, oh my God, that's wrong. It's already been disproved. So make sure you've got facts when you go after somebody so that people like us don't have to clean up your mess on a regular basis. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me, and I never have to clean up her mess. It's always good. Sonya, thanks for being with me.
I am on the right. I clean up my own messes. I take responsibility for my messes.
Hey, we'll have no swearing on my show. That's right. Lefties go crazy when you use that.
I guess I shouldn't say Christian either. Yeah. Right?
Okay. You know, my tagline for the Democrat Party is the Party of Non-Responsibility. That's what I call them. They take, look, the jobs report was bad because of Easter. Let me see. The jobs report was bad because Jesus rose from the dead, apparently. I don't know. Nobody went to work or something. I don't know.
But
I don't know that they even know that that's what Easter is about.
You might be, I forgot.
So it has, probably has something to do with bunnies and eggs and global warming and,
well,
you know.
Joey B's, what was it, his proclamation for the National Day of Prayer had nothing to do with God. Didn't mention God, the Almighty, the Creator, nothing. Talked about global warming, social justice issues, and stuff like that. So you know who their God is. You know what their God is. And it had nothing to do with the Almighty, you know?
Well, the first person I heard talk about that when I was doing research for my book about global warming, it was Michael Crichton, the filmmaker.
Oh,
and he
yeah?
actually, yeah, he actually was doing research to prove global warming. And right. what he found was so profound about the left and about the environment. And then shortly after, this perfectly young, healthy man was dead. I'm just saying.
Hmm.
I'm just saying, I don't know what he died of, and I'm just throwing that out there, but there's been a lot of people that, not a lot, but, you know, I was thinking about Breitbart today. I heard an interview with somebody who works for Breitbart. He's the head editor of Breitbart. And,
right.
And it's like, I don't, you know, one day he's having dinner with, what's Obama's friends, the guys who helped him out with his campaign, and the Weather Underground people, and the next... Within a week, he's dead. So I'm very suspicious. I'm becoming one of those, you know, I don't know if that's called conspiracy theorists or just kind of watching how things happen. And
you have to ask the questions because, you know, I have friends always say that there's no such thing as a coincidence. And
exactly.
I don't believe that 100%, but I believe it, you know, mostly. And, you know, when you see things that happen, you know, the guy that had the information on Hillary, and all of a sudden he shows up dead. You know, because somebody tried to rob him, yet his wallet was still in his pocket, his rings were still on his finger, his cell phone. You say, what did they? Oh, they robbed his life. Okay, I guess that was
right. A biggie.
It's just stupid. And I know you look at what's going on around. So you hung out in Hollywood with some of the biggies. We have a mutual friend, Evan, say it. You know, what's with Hollywood, and just put it out there, the Jew-hating left in Hollywood? You know, they claim that they love their moms, but apparently not.
I never understood that either, and I got in trouble a lot in Hollywood
I can't imagine.
for supporting Israel, where the people I worked with really seemed to have a stick up there, whatever, for they didn't care about Israel, they didn't care about Jews. And I had a good friend who I wrote with on one of my teams when we kind of separate and talk, and he's Jewish and he's gay. And he said to me that his grandmother taught him that, oh gosh, how did he phrase this? Because it was so sad. He says, some people hate black people, but everybody hates the Jews. And I thought, what a terrible message to give your child. And this guy's gay on top of it, so he feels double hated. I got called into the producer's office one day because somebody told on me because I was going to go see Mel Gibson's movie, Apocalypto. Now, these people come in every day and talk about what was said on all the late night shows, all the jokes, all the hatred. There was not one room, including the lunchroom, that you could go to. I used to have to sit outside just to have some peace because they talk about politics constantly, anti-right politics. But one day we were wasting a lot of time, and I said, y'all, I've got a 7 o'clock ticket to go see Apocalypto. Do you know I got called in the office the next day? And basically telling me that I was supporting an anti-Semite and I'm like, wait a second, you guys are the biggest anti-Semites I have ever seen. I don't know why. I wish I do. I don't understand why black people, and Lord knows we're waking up, and we're, you know, I think, thank God for Trump, that he's awakened them, and we're starting to see the other side, but I've never understood how black people and Jews could vote for the left. Now, Evan says his transformation came after 9/11. And I will admit, because I have some of this inside of me, too, from growing up in the hood, after 9/11, I think I said to my ex-husband, so I wonder what we did to them. And it's like that was my natural go-to place. I wonder what we did to them.
Wow. Because
we've been fed this forever.
I wouldn't imagine. I mean, if you grow up believing that you don't just naturally automatically retaliate to someone or against someone, you have to be really provoked for something to happen. When that happened, I remember I was working for somebody in the IT department, and when that all came down, I was sitting there thinking to myself, "Boy, they must really hate us."
Wow.
Yeah, that was this wasn't a military act or a war act. To me, in my mind, this was a total act of cowardice.
Wow.
Right? Think about it.
Yeah. No, I wish I had had that luxury. No, I was raised to believe that America was bad, even though I was starting to get those bones of being on the right. I still knee-jerked back to, ooh, I wonder what we did to them.
That's interesting. That is, and then all the fake depression. Remember, all the Hollywoodites that were just, God, I wish somebody would put a piece together with all of those fake people just in tears and all this. And then later on, as a little time went by, how, like, to your point, it was our fault and we deserved
this. They
don't see
themselves as phony balonies, though.
Oh.
You see it, we see it. More people are starting to see it, and I think that people even on their side are starting to see how phony they are when they see, like with this election, whether you're willing to call it fraud or some malfeasance.
No, it was fraud.
Yeah, I know it was
without
fraud.
Thievery.
But right. I think that people on their side are going, well, why can't we look into this? This seems like the very thing that we should look into as a country on both sides. If we can't trust our election process, we are in a mess. And we're very close to being in a mess.
Oh, I think when the DOJ starts pushing back and the Democrats start screaming that the recount or the audit going on is sinister, there's something up with it, when they have cameras at every angle, they have three people at every table, they have the windows wide open.
Nothing to see here.
Yeah, different thesaurus apparently that they use than we do. But you know what, I am now becoming hopeful for the black community because I'm seeing more and more black residents in the community come up, go to the school boards, as you saw one woman unload this week about critical race theory, and said, you guys are doing this just like the KKK did it to us. And she wasn't just, for lack of a better way of putting it, she wasn't just an angry black woman. She laid out a case. She laid out fact, which is what every parent should do when they come in front of a school board.
We're so busy. Our problem on our side is that we were just living life. We have enough on our plates to get kids' hair ready for church and and school and get the lunches done. And, we do a lot of stuff, whereas the left, their stuff is all about politics.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a religion.
Next year, if your kids have to go to church and school looking crazy with just an apple and some chicken in their lunch, so be it, because we need to fight back against these people because they're not playing. They are in it to win it.
They're out for your kids. There's no question about it.
Mm-hmm. Whether it's through sex ed or, there's just so many things that they're not. I can't even tell that joke because it's so racist. But they really have this thing about hurting our children. They wouldn't think that. They don't think. And what? Here's another thing I noticed in Hollywood. They don't treat their children that way. But they think it's perfectly fine for our children to go down a deep,
You're exactly right. Just remember that the commies and Hitler knew if they had the kids, they had the country.
They got the country.
Where do you find you? How do you find you?
I'm sitting here in my living room, basically. SonyaSchmidt.org.
Too easy. Joe Mancini, your host, will be back in a little bit. Don't go far. All Joe for the next 2 hours.